Don't let the title fool you. I'm still on the entry level. I make peanuts compared to the big bosses. And what with gas for the car, keeping my suits clean and pressed, the rent on this apartment, not to mention food bills and... Okay then, we give him a hypnotic suggestion to go to the police commissioner's house and make a pass at his wife. He gets caught, fired from the force, and we're home free.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Everything okay?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not feeling too...
Hey!
Yes?
Do you know how many goals I scored today?
No.
2!
Oh, well done.
1 left footer from 30 yards and 1 fantastic header! Poof! Oh, good save, Dad. No, Dad, it's me, Leonard. Let me in.
What are you doing here?
I live here.
That's not what I asked you. Answer the question. What are you doing here?
Geraldine and I had a row.
Why did you have a row? I told you when you left here tonight to be nice to her. Now go back and apologize.
Dad, I can't go back and apologize to her. She's got another boy over there.
Good. Apologize to both of them.
I can't do that. I don't even know his name.
This is no time to be shy, Leonard. Introduce yourself.
No, I can't do that, Dad. What are you doing in your underpants?
Oh, your mother's teaching me some classes she learned in her yoga.
Mom doesn't take yoga.
No, but she's going to as soon as you get out of here.
hey, good going, Dad.
Go to the pictures, Leonard.
No, I'll go to church and light a candle for you. I thought it was only in the movies where whenever there's a lunatic killer loose killing everybody and his brother, somebody, usually a dame, hears a noise in the hen house and goes out into the pitch black night to investigate.
No, some guile. Never saw her again.
He used to tell me, Eddie, when it happens, you'll know it. It's chemical. Just hope it ain't the number 17 to Ozone Park. That's an express. Yeah, it can happen. You just gotta be looking for it is all. Nah, it's simple. Look, you got a sister who's a servant in Chappaqua, a sister selling sausage and sauerkraut in Stuttgart, and a sister sewing sails somewhere. So, either Helga from Stuttgart or Hilda from Strassland, while seeking a sister in a snowstorm in a swanky, secluded section of Chappaqua, is hacked by a homicidal half-wit who thinks either Hilda or Helga is Helsa. Now ask yourself, why? Great, now come back up here. I can't believe you're doing this when there's a killer loose. I mean, there's someone, maybe a raving maniac in this house with a knife or a saber, and you're walking around down there in the dark instead of staying up here in the light where it's safe. Oh, my God. Hi. Can I help you? All the dancers are out right now, but if you care to leave a message... No, thanks. I shaved earlier. Besides, I have a regular barber. Frank at the Astor, you know him? Oh, I get it. You think I'm a dancer. That agent of mine, he'll tell anybody anything to get me work. No, I'm a comic.
It's true. I like my house very clean. Manolo and I are very different. I am neat.
He is not.
I am always on time.
He is always late.
It's very difficult to live together. You understand. See, Manolo and I are very up to date, very new fashioned. And that is why we have divorced our wives. That is why we come to this wonderful country to start our lives over. We still love Spain, but it was time to say adios. For me, it's the same, only no, was much, much worse. My dear sweet Consuela was, forgive me, unfaithful. But today, I would forgive her, because I love her so very, very much. I will never find another woman like Consuela.
I get plenty of sleep. I just do not see the need to expend energy when I do not need to. I act to survive. For instance, that bone you tripped over was from my breakfast. I am full. I do not need anything else at the present time. You may stay, or you may go. That is up to you. But I am most content with my spot right here.
Tragic, but not life-threatening. You are not hated for your very
existence. You do not invoke fear in every living creature that beholds you. You do not carry death within your body. You are not hunted every minute of every day simply because of what you are. You are permitted to walk free while we have to slither along the dirt. You have seen nothing. You know nothing.
Let us consider the difference between you and me. You face the world in a serious light. I choose to face the world happily and with merriment in my hand. We both are born, we live, and we both will one day die. But by choosing these different paths, I get to live my life happy and carefree, while you face grief and great sadness. You tell me, why would I want a life like yours?
What a fool you are. You have not even noticed your neck shrinking. You know what they say, don't you? The story goes that an animal that loses sight of its goal will lose a part of themselves in the process. You have lost sight of your goal. I am sure by getting to this watering hole, you think you can fulfill this goal and restore what you have lost. But you are wrong. You are a failure and a loser, and you will never, ever get there.
My little dewdrop, have you come to see the castle as your home now? A sweet sound to my ears.
That is not for you to know!
I'm dying. A soul. I need a soul. My girls are good to me. Come, slice me once again. The more you slice, the more I'll devour. Take your hands off my wife!
Did I do this? What horrible deeds? What deeds have I done? When that demon first possessed me, I retained my human consciousness. Then I lost even that. Please, kill me.
You're going to finish me off, were you? My turn now. I'll begin with you, pretty maiden.
You can celebrate later. We are still deep in the belly of the enemy. Besides, it's too damn to have a party, isn't it? She grew up. She was alone in such a hell-like place. If she was a regular woman, she wouldn't have been able to survive. Of course, there are not that many fools who would come here to save her.
Agh!
The name's Bruno Gladen, the true trapper hunter. And this here is me daughter Clover. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Oi, little rabbit. Ye forgetting something.
If you left for Beacon without your weapon, you'd really be in a bind.
I did a wee bit of tinkering, adjusting, and cleaning, so that it would be more suited to you.